In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
To Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots of interesting stories to share with you. We also have some phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. A bunch of people took advantage of that by recording questions. We'll tackle some of those questions later in the program. And we also have open lines today, so you can call us. You've got a medical dilemma. You have a question about nutrition. We're here, we're live, and we're available for your phone calls. We're going to talk a lot about some of the events of the week. So we've got a loaded program for you as you relax on a Labor Day weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go on this theme. 25 years ago, when I was working for radio station WOR in New York City, the advertising department would come to me with pitches that were for sponsors. And one of the pitches was for a service that would be allowing people to get a whole body CT scan for early detection of disease. And they said, this is going to be a great sponsor. They got a lot of sponsor bucks. And in addition, they're going to offer you a free whole body CT scan so that you can look inside every cell of your body to determine if you have an incipient blood vessel problem, potentially a cancer, catch it early, and therefore prevent yourself a lot of hardship down the line. And I said no to that sponsor, because I was well aware that if you scan the average body of the average healthy person, you're going to find some stuff. You're going to find some suspicious stuff. And in medicine, we call these things incidentalomas. The key word here is incidental. These are incidental findings. Another word for them is what I call schmutz, which means little areas that are calcified or unclear or showing some sort of anomaly that isn't necessarily a surefire sign of a serious problem, but that demands further evaluation. Many of you experienced this. Maybe you've had, you've had an x-ray for potential fracture, and then they find something in your lung, and they say, well, it's not necessarily cancer, but it was a little suspicious, so we're going to have to repeat the test. We're going to do, instead of an x-ray, this time we'll do a CT scan with even more radiation, and then we're going to have to monitor every 6 months to see if it changes, and so on down the line. Recently had a situation where someone had a test that revealed she thought she had a hip problem. So they did an MRI of her hip, and then it turned out that something was maybe going on in her uterus, and then a bunch of unnecessary tests were performed. Leads us to a story in People magazine, which is a very, very interesting. My cell phone is talking to me.
Still working.
Sure why. That's interesting. Let's see if I can turn that off. This leads me to a story in People magazine in which Kim Kardashian is encouraging her fans to screen for cancer after herself getting a $2,500 full body scan herself. Now, Kim Kardashian is notable for not having any particular attributes other than being an influencer and a reality show star. She, to my knowledge, doesn't dance. She doesn't act, except in reality shows. But she's an influencer, and she has 363 million Instagram followers. And you can make a lot of money being an influencer, even if you have a few thousand followers. She is encouraging her 363 million Instagram followers to screen for cancer after getting a full body scan. So she's talking about her experience with a pre-Nuvo machine that she described as, quote, life-changing. She writes on Instagram, beneath a picture of her wearing black scrubs. She always has tailored outfits, and in this case, this is medically appropriate. She's wearing scrubs. The pre-Nuvo full body scan has the ability to detect cancer and diseases such as aneurysms in its earliest stages before symptoms arise. It was like getting an MRI for an hour with no radiation. It has really saved some of my friends' lives, and I just wanted to share hashtag not an ad. Well, technically, it's not an ad, but she's an influencer, and she gets paid for these appearances. And a bunch of stars have gotten into this. People pushed back on this. One person wrote, Kim, this is for wealthy people. People can't afford food right now. Another said, the fact majority of society can't even afford insurance for a simple wellness checkup. But that'd be one thing. You know, the cost of these things not covered by insurance is one thing, but the usefulness of these things is also a concern, because what they're saying here is that the healthcare community has been debating elective full-body MRI screenings for years. The concern has been whether these scans will actually enhance care and the quality of it, or whether they'll just inflate prices. Moreover, they can reveal a lot of stuff that leads to unnecessary testing, unnecessary expense, unnecessary hardship, and even harm to patients. Because, by the way, CT scans, not MRIs, but CT scans deliver a lot of radiation. And the more you have, the more you increase potentially the risk for cancers down the line that are caused by radiation. The American College of Radiology has said in its official position on these things that there is not, and I'm quoting, not sufficient evidence to justify recommending total body screenings for patients with no clinical symptoms, risk factors, or a family history suggesting underlying disease or serious injury. In other words, yeah, okay, maybe you're a smoker, okay? Yeah, maybe then it is merited because you have a higher risk of cancer, but maybe you just want to get a targeted MRI to your lungs to see if indeed you have early cancer, which these days, if treated early, may increase your chances of survival, not necessarily, because lung cancer is very hard to treat. So the problem here is that, according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, who also has a position paper on this, whole body scanning has a risk of false positive findings that can result in unnecessary testing and procedures with additional risks, including considerable exposure to radiation with CT scans and sometimes PET scans. PET scans even add to the amount of radiation that you get. There is indeed an increase in the possibility of developing cancer later in life from these radiation exposures.
and accruing, of course, additional medical costs as a result. So influencers like Kim Kardashian, often for personal gain, exposure, and fortune, push unproven medical treatments and interventions. And, you know, really, they have a responsibility because they make a lot of money. They have a lot of followers. They're telling people to make what could be life, not necessarily life-saving, but life-changing decisions that are not medically substantiated. So there you have it, my view on screening with whole body scans, not yet ready for prime time. Maybe in a future date, improved technology will help light up things that are certain to be cancer, that are certain to make a difference. But unfortunately, the technology doesn't deliver on what seems like a pretty reasonable premise. Early detection can save lives. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's talk to John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Happy Labor Day to you and your family and your workers there that are helping
you
put on a nice day. String of nice days. Let me just say first, I called about just one thing. It was about the insulin, Lantus, and I take 23 units a day. I'm 63 years old, and I was trying to see if I could wean myself down off of that with berberine. Now, how little do I have to take in order to do that?
Well, here's the thing. I think you're a frequent caller, John, because I'm familiar with your situation. Because you say, I'm on insulin. And every time I talk to you, I say, well, why are you on insulin? What's going on that makes you require insulin?
I'll tell you. I went to see you years ago, and you said you probably never get off the insulin. So I'm just, doctor, 14, so 35 units. And I was like, I'm eating too much because of that.
Exactly. Because hold on. Because insulin puts you on a merry-go-round of eating more to make sure that your blood sugar doesn't go super low. Because people who have low blood sugar from excess insulin, sometimes they get logy, they fall down, they hurt themselves, they pass out, They can pass out on the subway platform, and then people walk around them thinking that they're a junkie who's overdosed, and it can be really problematic. So therefore, you got to keep eating to maintain an adequate blood sugar in the face of high insulin dosing. So the less insulin you're on, the better off you are. The insulin also puts fat in your body. That's a cardiovascular risk factor in itself. So I guess I saw you, so I personally saw you, so I weighed in with the possibility that you may really require insulin long-term. What's your height and weight?
What's your 5'9", I'm 180. I think I can lose weight, too, like my brother. He's down lower than me, but he's 71. But I want to tell you what I did. I took recently, I had high blood pressure, and it came down to normal, completely normal, like a 20-year-old. Since I took fish oil and B-complex vitamins. And that B-complex vitamins are helping me lose weight. I feel more energetic. It does so many things that I can't believe it. If a diabetic is out there not taking B-complex, they should be on a real good high-dose B-complex.
Agreed. So, okay, so your question is about the berberine. And berberine has effects similar to metformin. It helps to sensitize the cells to insulin. It makes you more insulin, instead of insulin resistant, more insulin sensitive. And it can, I mean, look, I don't know your predicament. You know, you'd have to come back and see me because I'm not really sure what's going on here, why you really do require insulin. Some people do. You know, late onset diabetics sometimes lapse from being able to control their blood sugar with oral medications, like Jardiance and like metformin. And now there's evidence, obviously, that these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, Mounjaro, things like that, that they can help diabetics lose the weight that's necessary to reduce their dependency on insulin. So I don't know what kind of medical management you're getting. But in 2023, there are a lot of options for people who seem to require insulin, but insulin may be ultimately to their detriment because it helps to prevent them from losing weight. Insulin itself takes a toll on the body when there's excess amounts of insulin. We know that from type 2 diabetics who are not taking insulin, but they have high level blood levels of insulin, and that has deleterious effects on blood pressure ultimately increases cardiovascular risk while controlling blood sugar. You get the blood sugar down, but you know there may be a trade-off. So someone in your medical management has decided that insulin is required, has prescribed it. There may be ways for you to reduce it. Yes, berberine is one of the plausible things. Chiolic aged garlic extract seems to also have a beneficial effect, and certainly fish oil may be helpful. Come on down, and maybe we can figure out what's going on. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we'll talk about horseshoe crabs. They play an important role in medicine, but they're an endangered species, so something's got to be done about it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman on a holiday weekend. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day sojourns. And I've got the TV monitor on in the studio, on mute, of course, during the show, as I watch the Colorado TCU game, the TCU Horned Frogs, playing Colorado. Colorado's coached by Deion Sanders, blast from the past, and a real kind of vignette about how aging can be tough. Sanders, who was a premier college football player and a speed demon of a guy on the field during his NFL career with various teams, the 49ers, the Cowboys, Falcons, Redskins, Baltimore Ravens, as a kick returner, as a wide receiver, real fast on his feet. He's now coaching Colorado, and the camera focused in on him as he was limping down the sidelines, and Sanders went through a medical crisis where he developed blood clots in his legs. He was in a wheelchair for much of 2021, and he had a couple of toes amputated, and it was discovered that he had a family history of predisposition to blood clots. And there are certain genetic things that make people prone to that. There are screens, blood screens, that can detect these genetic predispositions. But normally, you're not screened for these things routinely until you have a potentially life-threatening blood clot, a deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. And these can be really dangerous and threaten amputation. Often amputation is related to diabetes, but that was not the case with Deion Sanders. And so he is truly an example of how sometimes spectacular athletes, even at a relatively young age, may encounter health problems. Right, this item has to do with horseshoe crabs. And horseshoe crabs are familiar to me because where I vacation in the water, right in front of my house, you can see these fascinating animals that are coming to shore. Certain times of the year, the females come to lay their eggs, and they drift across the bottom of the sea, and they're like a blast from the prehistoric past. They're animals that were probably around 300 million years ago, and they have survived through the extinction of many species, the dinosaurs and whatnot, and they're just amazing creatures. They also play a role in medicine via something called the limulus assay. There's a need in medicine to make sure that especially things that are injected, not so much things that are taken as oral medications, but injectable medications, need to be pure and free of what are called endotoxins, contaminants that can set up serious reactions if injected. And there is something in the blood of horseshoe crabs that reacts with endotoxins and turns a certain color so that commercial tests to assess the safety of intravenous products are often used. You often use the limulus assay, which requires that horseshoe crabs be harvested and some of their blood is removed, but then they're turned back loose in the wild. It's a little like vampirism by humans to horseshoe crabs. They are bled for their blood, which is blue. And it's estimated that the mortality rates for horseshoe crabs after bleeding are maybe as high as 30%. Whatever the case is, the horseshoe crab population is considered to have declined substantially. They've also been overfished for bait by fishermen. Its eggs provide necessary food for migratory birds. And there's some migratory birds that actually travel from the lowest reaches of South America to the Arctic, 10,000 miles with season changes, and they eat the eggs of the horseshoe crab. But the birds are endangered because the horseshoe crab population is declining. Prior to discovery that the horseshoe crab blood contained this substance limulus, previous endotoxin testing involved injecting rabbits with these intravenous things and waiting to see if they'd get a fever, okay, which is also not very humane. So they thought, well, it's more humane to use the horseshoe crabs. All right, fast forward to the present. Horseshoe crab blood in drug safety testing, it may not be needed much longer because they've come up with synthetic alternatives, which have been hailed as a monumental positive change. Many of the companies that used to use the limulus assay are now switching to bioengineered assays. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, all the big companies are getting together and they're saying, no, we're not going to use this horseshoe crab stuff anymore. We've graduated to the era where we can spare the horseshoe crabs bloodletting and we can use a new synthetic assay to prove the safety of things that we're going to inject into humans. All right, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock a Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information to order. And you may say, well, great, astaxanthin sounds good. I'll go to Amazon and I'll order some. Problem is, and this is commendable work that's been undertaken by the folks at now Vitamins, also makers of the professional line Protocol for Life Balance, which is even more stringently quality controlled. They did a survey of products available on Amazon, and they looked specifically at astaxanthin. And what they found is that a very high percentage of products purporting to contain astaxanthin didn't meet the product label claims. There, when they said six, there was two, or sometimes there was none. It was all over the place. So you really want to go to a manufacturer whose products are the highest quality. You conscientiously test for potency and guarantee that their products deliver what's on the label. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay. They have been saying for a really long time that the culprit in heart disease is cholesterol and saturated fat. But sugar has been relatively ignored as a cause of heart disease. And doubts have now been cast on the role of saturated fat and cholesterol. Some studies suggest that there's not really a correlation between intake of saturated fat and cholesterol. And especially if you are on a low-carbohydrate diet where you're avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates, saturated fat and cholesterol may make little difference at all. Here's a study. A study looking at nearly 10,000 heart disease cases over 40 years. And what they found is that and the 10,000 heart disease cases were culled from a large study, the Nurses' Health Study, as well as the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study of nearly 39,000 males. So looking at well over 100,000 individuals, nearly 10,000 of whom developed heart disease over 40 years. The study aimed to investigate the associations of individual dietary sugars with heart disease risk. And here's what they found. Calorie for calorie, because there's no question that if you eat a lot of sugar and you eat more fat, you're going to get fat, and that's going to increase your risk of heart disease. So, yeah, the fat contributes to risk. But if you compare toe-to-toe, calorie for calorie, the hazard risk of intake of total sugar and added sugar was positively associated with cardiovascular risk. What's interesting in this study is they found that the sugar contributed by fruits and vegetables, however, was not associated with coronary risk. So their conclusion is that intakes of total sugar, added sugar, and fructose from added sugar and juice, and by the way, fructose is often added to fruit juice, to what are called fruit drinks, because you can't call something adulterated with added sugar a fruit juice. It becomes a fruit drink because sugar is added. The fructose from whole fruits and vegetables not associated with heart disease risk, but intakes of sugar from added sugar and juice were associated with higher coronary risk. So it's the kind of thing that is a smoking gun for the food industry, because let's say something has been shown to increase the risk of lung cancer, like cigarettes. Well, heart disease, let's face it, heart disease kills maybe 10 times more people than lung cancer does. And if it's been decided that cigarettes are the cause of lung cancer and heart disease death, and now sugar has been established as the cause of coronary death, well, isn't it time to focus on sugar the way we've focused on tobacco as a risk factor for some of the major causes of death in America? Think about it. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And we have a call from Sandy in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's your question, Sandy?
I'm scheduled for a total shoulder and reverse shoulder arthroplasty surgery, and I was told that I'm going to need somebody to help me afterwards, and I really want and don't have anybody to help me, and I'm wondering if I can take care of myself, what this is going to involve.
Okay, well, I don't know what the specific requirements are for shoulder replacement surgery. It is, from the standpoint of dependency on help, it's a little less than knee replacement or hip replacement, but surely you're going to find yourself limited in terms of your ability to take care of yourself. If you live alone, you have to prepare food for yourself. If you have to do certain things around the house, if you have to shop, for example. So it sounds like you're going to need a little help short term. You say you don't have anybody around. You may have to, you know, go out there and hire somebody to get help.
Well, the help because that I need, I don't need help with those things, but the help I need with, I didn't know what it's going to be like with the dressing. And they say that an arm mobilizer needs to be put on and taken off.
And, well, I think that, that's what, you know, typically, yeah, that's what happens. You know, I recall that when I was working in the hospital, it's been many years since I worked in the hospital, but what we would do with cases like this is we'd hand people over to the, quote, social worker. I don't know what they call them these days in the hospital, but these people work closely with discharge planning. In other words, they plan not just what happens in the hospital, but what's going to happen when you go home. Because there's no point in doing an operation, sending a patient home, and then the patient experiences difficulty, has a problem, and then ends up bouncing back into the hospital. So usually the hospital arranges for some kind of aftercare. And to a large extent, that's often included, bundled into the surgery. It's considered an essential component of the surgery, and it's covered by insurance. I mean, look, surely if you are rich, you can say, well, I'm going to hire a private duty nurse who's going to sleep on a cot in my living room and cater to my every whim for the few days or a couple of weeks until I'm able to take care of myself, you know, deal with the aftercare, like, you know, removing and replacing the dressing, making sure that the wound is healing properly, that kind of thing. But that's usually handled as part of, you know, any kind of surgical intervention. So that should be, that shouldn't be that much of a problem. Here's an item that talks about, you know, washing the bedding and washing the pillows. How often should you do that? It seems like I'm always washing and washing and washing the bedding. And I wonder, you know, is it overkill? Because, you know, after a while, those pillowcases wear out and you have to replace them. So maybe I'd get more mileage out of my pillowcases if I didn't wash them so darn often. Well, turns out I'm right about it. Unwashed pillowcases contain more bacteria than toilet seats, according to a report. It says here that an unwashed pillowcase could harbor 3 million bacteria after just a week. It's about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat, according to a new report. Okay, here's what happens. Allergens, fungi, and dead skin are among the things that accumulate on pillowcases, and they can attract dust mites, which feed on human skin. Yuck. And microscopic critters, like bacteria, fungus, because you get into bed and you contaminate your bed linens with dead skin cells, about 50 million per day. There's sweat, there's makeup, there's lotions, hair, anything else you picked up during the day through contact, certainly some bacteria, some viruses, pollen, pet dander, mold, dirt particles. So wash your pillowcases frequently because, hey, you're putting your face in them and you're inhaling all that junk. That's not good for allergies and potentially for infections. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.